time in the midnight hour. Oh, I'm a witness.
Oh, he'll do the same by you.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
This is what you call a mighty low.
See what I can see.
Go ahead.
I saw a monkey looking at me. He was an ugly monkey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's 7 minutes past the noontime hour. You're listening to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This news magazine airs on Sundays at X-Ray at noon. We're hosted by Cable Ace Award winner, frequent guest presenter Dick Dickenbach. Usually, today he needed to clear his head and he's gone for a ride down the coast, you know, like he does. Maybe he'll get back in time to host the latter half of the show. I'll be hosting instead. My name is Gary. Today is December 14th, which is the 348th day of the year. 17 days remain in 2025, and it'll still feel like 17 weeks. We began the program today with Rahsaan Roland Kirk, the monkey thing from Kirk in Copenhagen. The electronica over which I'm speaking is Monkey Locked Out by Mrs. Jinx from Shark Carousel. It's a shame he's not here, because this is one of Dick Dickenbach's favorite holidays, Monkey Day, the Wikipedia tells us. Monkey Day is an unofficial international holiday celebrated on December 14th. The holiday was created and popularized in 2000 by artists Casey Sorrow and Eric Milliken when they were art students at Michigan State University. Monkey Day celebrates monkeys and is often also known as World Monkey Day and International Monkey Day. How did it all begin? Well, in 2000, Sorrow jokingly scribbled Monkey Day on a friend's calendar, and then they first celebrated the holiday with other MSU art students creating monkey artwork, wearing monkey costumes, imitating monkey behavior. The holiday continued to gain notoriety every year as Sauer and Milliken included Monkey Day in their artwork and alternative comics that they published online and exhibited internationally, along with other artists. Monkey Day is particularly popular among animal rights and environmental activists and visual artists and art institutions. Monkey Day celebrants and supporters have included the late Jane Goodall, Greenpeace, National Geographic, the National Portrait Gallery in London, the Louvre Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the Smithsonian Institution. NationalToday.com has 5 must-know facts about monkeys. Number 1, a defining difference between monkeys and other primates is the tail. Number 2, monkeys are primates found primarily in tropical rainforests. Number 3, among the species of monkeys that are endangered are the cotton-headed tamarin, the Ecuadorian white-fronted capuchin, and the pied tamarin. 4, for monkeys, picking dirt and bugs off their fellow monkeys is a form of affection. And 5, pygmy marmosets are the world's smallest monkeys. Finally, from NationalToday.com, here are 3 ways to celebrate Monkey Day. Number 1, primate donate celebrate. Help collect funds to support ethical animal research, primate awareness programs, or preserves for aging monkeys. Aw. Number 2, go to the zoo. It's fun to watch the animals we love so much, and many zoos around the country will have special programs and initiatives that focus specifically on monkeys during the week of December 14th. This reporter could find nothing specific at the Oregon Zoo. Perhaps you're better at finding facts, so see what you can find at OregonZoo.org. I believe they're open until 3:30 today. And number 3, consume monkey media. From Curious George to Aladdin's Abu, entertainment featuring primates can be fun for the whole family. So find an ape-appropriate film. Terrible pun. And get watching. Perhaps just an hour-long news magazine about monkeys on your favorite radio station will do for Monkey Day. But maybe not. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. 233-9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. Happy Monkey Day to all who celebrate. It includes everyone here at the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Walking round the zoo in Barcelona, we were looking at some elephants and fish. We took pictures of the tigers, they were sleeping, and we were having beer by the bear pit. And the monkeys, they look just like us, they hug their children just like us, they close eyes look just like ours, they climb real fast, that's not like us. And we're enjoying life at the zoo in Barcelona. We take pictures of a crocodile in the mud. We laugh at one big fat alligator sleeping, while we all know he could kill us all he could. And that gives us all adrenaline, it's like a roller coaster ride. knowing he could kill us all, but we're the ones looking at him. And that guy threw some bread at him, and we must be the best species, cause we can build weapons and obsess over things and the internet. But we wouldn't survive a swim next to him. Went back to the center, had some wine at a square. People were behaving badly, but there were no monkeys anywhere. People spoke of interesting things, but they were not aware of their own beings, of there not being any monkeys anywhere. And even if you knew it, it'd be too uncomfortable to care that there's really no sense there aren't any monkeys anywhere. I had a drink and watched a soccer game, and then I forgot to think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. I had a drink and watched a soccer game, and then I forgot to think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. To think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. To think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. Why are they locked up and we are not? Why are they locked up? And think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not. To think about why the monkeys are locked up and we are not.
Who's that running around the table over there?
Well, it looks like a monkey chasing something.
All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree.
Monkey, monkey, sitting on a rail, picking his teeth with the end of his tail.
Monkeys are fun to watch. Look at the silly things they do.
Monkey see and monkey do. The monkey does the same as you.
A little monkey who can ride a bike.
Monkeys are good at that.
Monkey shines, come with us and play.
Cannot use little monkeys who don't do as they are told.
E-I-E-I-O, can you monkey do the job? Can you monkey do? Can you monkey do the job? Can you monkey do the job? Well, my dog can monkey just like you, but can you monkey do the job?
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
One time I hired a monkey to take notes for me in class. I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. At the end of the week, the teacher said, "Class, I want you to write a paper using your notes." So I wrote a paper that said, "Hello, my name is Bingo. I like to climb on things. Can I have a banana? Eat cake." I got an F. When I told my mom about it, she said, "I told you never trust a monkey!" The end.
Friends and monkeys from the city as they come to the UN. Phones are loosening too, but gates are locked. Friends and monkeys from the city as they come to the UN. Thank you.
breaking news. It's about 12:25 in the afternoon on December 14th, which is Monkey Day. So that's what we're reporting on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, sitting in for regular host Dick Dickenbach, who's out monkeying around. Here are the music reports about monkeys you just heard. That was Art Bears, Rats and Monkeys from Winter Songs. Before that, Brack, Brack School Days, Trust a Monkey from Space Ghost Musical Barbecue. Conspiracy of Venus gave us their version of Monkey Gone to Heaven from Tribute to Pixies' Doolittle. We heard Rufus Thomas, Can Your Monkey Do the Dog from the Complete Stacks Volt Singles, 1959-68. Twink gave us Monkey Shines from The Broken Record. And we heard Hello Safe Ride starting that show, that set with The Monkees from Dad Told Me. Under my voice is Bypass Unit Weird Monkey from Green Dreams. I have just received a notice that we have an open letter to Dick Dickenbach. Should I read? It's recorded. All right, this is unusual. I'll just play it here. Here we go.
Dear Dick Dickenbach, this is an open letter to your listeners. It is a call for inclusivity, National Non-Human Primate Day. Today is National Monkey Day, and I have a problem with that. As a primate myself, I understand why some from my order might want to exclude humans from this day. But honestly, what's so great about monkeys specifically? I mean, are they even the coolest primate out there? So, what are monkeys anyhow? They are a group of simian haplorines. You know, those simple-nosed primates from the Americas, evolutionarily, of course, and Africa and Asia. What even is a simple nose? Well, there are the American monkeys that have upward-facing noses, while there are African and Asian monkeys that have downward-facing noses, or nostrils, like us. But I don't see how their noses can even compare to the wet rhinarium of a mouse lemur. Impossible. Sure, monkeys have it over their simian friends, the lemurs, by bedazzling their post-orbital bar with a closure. But both monkeys and lemurs have tails. And even some monkeys have a vomonaso organ, or a VNO, which is basically like a second nose to smell pheromones, like my amazing lemur friends. So again, I ask, what makes them special? Truly, nothing. You want trichromatic color vision? Lemurs have that. So do apes, and most female humans. Nothing really about their geography, ecology, anatomy, and behavior sets them apart. So I ask, why not celebrate the diversity in our order by celebrating National Non-Human Primate Day? Sincerely, Dr. Dobintonia madagascarensis. Psst. Hey, Dick. P.S. Call me.
Yeah, I guess that counts as commentary? That postscript was really troubling, though. Well, we welcome all views, thoughtful views, here on the Dickenbach Report. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. We don't have any more of those, do we? Okay, let's leave the open letters. No more open letters. Just send the letters directly to Dick Dickenbach so he can write you back. Here are some more music reports about monkeys. It's Monkey Day, celebrated on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. Do you think she knows he's married?
Thank you. your hair. You got monkey in you somewhere, and you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. When you get old, when you grow old, 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 you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. I can tell by your feet, you don't get enough to eat, and you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. When you grow old, when you grow old, 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 you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. I can tell by your hand, your paw was a monkey man, and you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. When you grow old, when you grow old, 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 you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. I can tell by your jaw, your paw was your paw, and you're bound to look like a monkey when you get old. When you grow old, when you grow old, 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 you're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old.
Like a dog and it ain't no cat. I'm just wondering what the world is that. Is that a monkey you've got? Is that a monkey you've got? If that's a monkey you've got, honey, he's the ugliest thing in town. Now he's red and he's black and his feet is brown. He's the worst looking thing that walks on the ground. Is that a monkey you've got? Is that a monkey you've got? If that's a monkey you've got, he's the ugliest thing in town. About your monkey, and I don't see why you did. When I come to your house, you always got him hid. Is that a monkey you've got? Is that a monkey you've got? If that's a monkey you got, honey, he's the ugliest thing in town. Now you keep him hid and in the house. You must think he caused trouble if you let him go out. Is that a monkey you've got? Is that a monkey you've got? If that's a monkey you got, he's the ugliest thing in town.
Mm-hmm.
the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, cute as can be.
Where is his mama, papa, sister, brother, cousin, rest of the family? Little red monkey on his own, some very lonesome monkey is he.
Listen carefully, Dick and Jimmy, 'cause here is a job for you.
What is it?
If you get him into the zoo.
The zoo?
He'd do all of his tricks for you.
Joy, why not drop him a line or two?
What for?
Inviting him to the zoo. For if we do,
then what?
He'll be a happy, snappy monkey, little red monkey, acting so merrily. We hope you like this little red monkey.
Very lonesome monkey is he.
Look at the monkey, funny monkey, little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Get out your fiddle and play him a tune, Dick. Very lonesome monkey is he.
That was ghastly. Don't think the monkey liked that, Bentley. Seems to be jumpy, acting so fidgety.
You cheer him up, Jimmy, with your euphonium. Little red monkey, cute as can be.
Oh, Jim, didn't he love it too?
I got it right.
If you listen, he'll talk to you. He will chatter the whole day through.
Now he's a snappy, happy monkey, little red monkey, acting so merrily. Gee, how we like this little red monkey. Very cuddlesome monkey is he.
Little red monkey,
little red monkey,
won't you stay to tea?
He said yes.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Forest Park Conservancy is a nonprofit that works to safeguard Forest Park and Markham Nature Park, two of Portland's most loved public parks. With our community's support, we can tackle initiatives like invasive species removal, trail maintenance, and environmental education programs. Together, we can directly nurture our vital green spaces and serve our community. Forest Park Conservancy is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org under the Environment category.
Back when, in the old days when we were both monkeys, swinging around in the trees, and you would let me pick the fleas off you, and I'd eat them. I loved that. Sometimes I would feed the fleas to you, and you'd eat them, and then you'd bite me a little bit, but you wouldn't draw blood. Not often, anyways. Do you remember those days when we would copulate whenever we liked and defecate wherever we chose? And we would fight with other groups of monkeys. We would kill them. And sometimes we would eat parts of them. Sometimes we would eat parts of them. Then we would run around screaming, beating our chests, covered in blood. You liked that. Do you remember that time when you gave birth to a baby that wasn't mine? I was so mad, and I killed it and ate it. I went crazy. Do you remember? Do you remember that? I ate that baby. Sure, it tasted good. Do you remember how I used to look at you back then? The look in my eyes? Do you remember how the other monkeys used to look at me? I was king of the monkeys back then. But that don't mean much now. I remember how you used to look at me. Back then, you looked so dumb. We were both just a couple of dumb monkeys. Do you remember?
This just in, it's about 11 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. We are nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXOY Portland. My name is Gary. It's Monkey Day. These are the monkey-related music reports we just heard. That was Malcolm Middleton and David Shrigley, Monkeys, from their record Music and Words. Brilliant and disturbing in this reporter's opinion. Before that, Kristen Hirsch's cover of Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey from her Echo EP. We heard The Specials, their cover of Monkey Man from their first record called Specials. Joy Nicholas, Jimmy Edwards, and Dick Bentley, who were a comedy team on the BBC radio in the 50s, their single Little Red Monkey collected on a collection called Hello Children Everywhere. Weird Bill Jazz Gillum, Is That a Monkey You Got? From his Complete Recorded Works in Chronological Order Volume 2. And we began with Clarence Williams' Novelty Band, You're Bound to Look Like a Monkey When You Get Old. We all are, truly. From the Clarence Williams Classics Collection, 1930 to 1931. Under My Voice, a tune by Silver Apples, Concerto for Monkey and Oscillator, from Clinging to a Dream. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for supporting Monkeys on Monkey Day. Apologies for Dick Dickenbach not being here. He famously does not support monkeys, not since his failed 1980s syndicated news show, Dick Dickenbach's Monkey News. You know, he blamed the monkey. But he will be back here next week because we are here every Sunday at noon. You can listen to previous reports at xray.fm and keep up with the musical reports we play on the playlist at the same website. You can also support X-Ray in the Give Guide this giving season by clicking on the link there or going directly to giveguide.org/nonprofits/xrayfm. It's easier just to go to xray.fm and click that link and help us out. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, leaving you with a classic prank call by the late great Brother Russell from his seminal, I guess it was a 1995 CD, Radio Jihad. I wish he were still here because they're still monkeying around with America's future. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely monkey day.
Dave, you're on Nightlight.
Howdy, Mike. How are you?
How are you? I appreciate your holding.
Listen, I wanted to let you know about an exciting book that I've just come across here, and you'll have to bear with me. It may not seem relevant at first, but it's all going to tie in to Bill Clinton and all these things he's trying to do that we're so concerned about. But it's an amazing book by a man named Ted McIntyre. He's a friend of mine. I went to seminary with him. It's called Monkeying Around with America's Future. In this book, he's showing how that in 1988, now he got this information through the, he sued, you know, through the Freedom of Information Act.
Uh-huh.
He found out that the in 1988 now, the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, and the French Freemasons were all funneling funds secretly into a renegade division of the Special Forces, which was at that time based on the island of Patmos secretly now, and they were training a crack suicide squad of these paramilitary orangutans to storm the Vatican and establish a one-world government based on a sort of neo-Darwinian occult theocratic principle, which would put a giant crystal in charge. Well, an intelligent crystal. This is actually what we're talking about is the Antichrist. I believe the Antichrist will actually be a crystalline substance more than a actual person, but it, you know, will be indwelt by demonic spirits. Anyway, in each of these orangutan creatures is indwelt by a demonic spirit, and they will be able to channel and speak demonic wisdom, which they will then espouse over all of the media, because the media will be going straight into our homes through this two-way system that Time Warner is bringing in now with the fiber optics and everything. But anyway, and this all ties in with Clinton. There are many years that are lost. We don't know where Clinton was. There's a parallel between it and Jesus, you know, all the years that we don't know where Jesus was.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the book?
It's called Monkeying Around with America's Future. It's by Ted McIntyre. It's amazing. You can get it through my church. I'm the pastor out there, Dave McManus. My church out there, Faith Tabernacle Outreach Mission Crusade Deliverance Temple Healing Ministry Center in Jesus Name Limited.
Where is that at?
It's down here in Westlake.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about the book because it's showing how these demon-indwelt baboons.
Well, just from what you've told us would make somebody want to look at it to see what it is.
Give me that title
again, Dave. Monkeying Around.
Monkeying Around with America's Future by Ted McIntyre. And these baboons are going to be indwelt by demonic spirits. And what they're going to do is they're going to storm the Vatican in 1998. And they're going to usher in a new one world order. It's all on your dollar bill. Do you have a dollar bill with you? Do you have a dollar bill on you?
Well, believe me, if I've got a bill, it's probably a one.
I can relate. Believe me, brother, because I don't believe in credit and all that kind of thing. I'm a Christian.
I have one too. No, I don't buy anything on credit.
No, sir, I don't either. But if you look on your dollar bill...
For all of my listeners, don't go into debt for anything. It's not worth it.
That's right.
You'd be better off driving a 75 Oldsmobile that's paid for than to have a new car that's taking $350 a month out of your money. This is no time to go in debt. This is a time to get debt-free. Prepare yourself for battle. The church is about to enter a great battle.
That's right, brother.
Sorry to interrupt you, Dave. Go ahead.
No, that's and that's true. But... what's going to happen, according to this book, though, is this giant crystal is going to emanate these vibrations, and actually it will kind of hypnotize all those that are not in Christ, see, because they're going to be following the beast and false prophet. And this will happen for 3.5 years, and then those of us who are in Christ and who are faithful and who have the proper amount of hatred and suspicion of everything but biblical teachings, we will be caught up together with him in the clouds, and we'll join him on the planet Kolob. Now, I'm not a Mormon, but I believe that the planet, you know, I've been looking at the Didache and some of the extra-biblical writings, and I do believe that, I have reason to believe that God does preside on the planet Kolob.
This is an interesting subject.
It certainly is.
Why don't you... tonight, if you listen to the conclusion of the show,
uh-huh.
When the show is over, why don't you give me a call off the air? Give me some more information on Ted McIntyre. I might contact him.
Okay.
This might be interesting.
Well, and you can reach me, too. It's Dave McManus. My church is down there in Westlake. Faith Tabernacle Outreach Mission Crusade Deliverance Temple Healing Ministry Center, in Jesus' name, Limited.
You know...
And we, of course, we sell bonds also.
I walked up to a person one afternoon, and I said, "What's your name?" And they said, "Jonathan, Joseph, Jeremiah, Timothy, Titus, Obadiah, William, Henry, Walter, Sam, Reuben, Rufus, Solomon, Jim, Nathaniel, Daniel, Abraham, Walter, Peter, Frederick, Sam, Simon, Timon, Nicholas, Pat, Christopher, Dick, Jehoshaphat, Chita, Jose, Gonzalez, Bustamante, Rafferty." And I said, "That's a nice name. I never heard it again until you told me the name of your church, and I can I can relate to that now." Dave, I appreciate your calling, and do call me when the show's over. I'd like to talk to you a little more.
All right. Oh, my luck.
Les, your own nightlife.
Yeah, bless the brother that just called before. That was an interesting concept.